Welcome back. I do have the opportunity and pleasure now to visit with Farm Bureau and Eva Coughlin with me this morning. Eva, how are you doing?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Pleasure to visit with you. Most exciting thing that's going on in your world now is what, Eva?
Oh, my goodness, raising my feral little farm child. But I think another one is also the upcoming events that we got going on at the Montgomery County Fair for the Montgomery County Farm Bureau.
So tell me, I want to know a little bit about Eva before we start talking about some of those things that are going on. How long have you been involved with Farm Bureau? What's your role with Farm Bureau? Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I got started into Farm Bureau about 4 years ago. I had a friend who was kind of prying at me to join, and I'm so glad I did. Since then, I have apparently given off the aura that I should be a secretary, so now they have me assigned to be the secretary. Not so sure how my notes are for them, but they tend to tolerate them.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, I've been doing that. As far as a little bit more about me myself, I married into a farm family. I live on the northern side of Montgomery County. We do row crop. We have some pigs, some chickens. We also have some sheep that get raised in the family also.
So. Okay. So a little bit of it all then, it sounds like.
Yeah.
What's your day-to-day, Eva? What do you do for 9-to-5?
Yeah, my 9-to-5 job, I work for the Farm Service Agency. I am a farm loan officer. I don't work in Montgomery County. I work out of Cass County. We cover Pottawatomie, Cass, and Adair counties. So
to say that you're involved in ag and the farming community might be a little bit of an understatement to say. Yeah, that sounds to me like you're immersed in it. What's the best thing about Farm Bureau? From your perspective, I mean, loans, growing up, family, what's the best thing about Farm Bureau? Why do you believe in it?
I believe in Farm Bureau because Farm Bureau supports farmers. They support people who support farmers. They support foundations that support farmers. And that's kind of a broad view. Personally, when I'm in a meeting, I love being a part of Farm Bureau because there are people in that on the board from all different backgrounds, all different employment, such a broad base of knowledge when it comes to agriculture. So some of the conversations that are had, specifically when we're getting into policy development and things like that are so intriguing because you get so many different viewpoints, so much background, knowing that we're all headed towards the same goal, but they bring so many different approaches to that goal. Yeah. So it's kind of cool to see some of that.
I got to tell you, I think that's pretty cool, at least from, I have the opportunity to visit with Farm Bureau and learn more about it. And I think it's important. I really like that policy aspect and the way that you cultivate ideas from within Farm Bureau and your members. And these are people that are on the farm and actively involved in agriculture. And I think good policy and smart policy is so important. And without some people that know what they're talking about, without those people putting their voices out there, it's a real problem. So I think that's one of the really important things. Good, smart policy, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Agreed.
All right. Agreed. Speaking of one of the things that, and by the way, we are visiting with Eva Coughlin.
Yep.
One of the things that's really cool, all over the country, but especially in Iowa. I say especially in Iowa, the county fair. It is one of those things that's just it's cool to see, and you can't, in my opinion, you can't separate agriculture from the county fair. I think those two are hand in glove. You know, the peanut butter, they just go together. So what's going on from the Farm Bureau as far as county fair? What's going on?
Yeah, so we are going to be doing a Farm Bureau Day at the fair, which will be Thursday, July 16th. We're going to start off our day in the old beef barn. From 7 to 9, we're going to be serving a breakfast to all the exhibitors who are going to be showing at the fair and their parents because we know they put in a lot of work also.
Uh-huh.
So exhibitors, parents, come see us in the old beef barn between 7 and 9. We're serving some breakfast burritos, which are very, very good. So we'll start the day there and come get some breakfast from us and chat with us a little bit there. Following that up, we will then transition to, I think the location's a little bit undetermined at this point, but you'll be able to see us. We'll have a tent set up and signage, and Most of us will have on some Farm Bureau attire of some sort. We're going to set up a tent, and everybody who stops by the tent to ask us questions or talk to us about Farm Bureau membership, what we do, why we're here, will get a gift.
Cool.
It's a secret.
Yeah, okay.
So
give me a little hint. Give me just a little hint.
A hint?
You can't give me a hint with it. Yeah. Tell me.
My hint for you will be, I did not know these existed, but now that I do, they're very, very handy.
Okay. All right. You'll just have to stop by and see. That's what you have to do, yep. Just stop by and see. Okay. Yep. All right.
Exactly. And bring your little ones also. We're going to have plenty of kids' activities set up. We'll have a little bit of ag trivia. So we'll ask you some fun agriculture questions. You get to spin a wheel for a prize. And then we'll have some animal puzzles, a couple other kids' activities, and then a drawing to win a Life on the Farm board game. So bring the little ones, bring the whole family, stop by, see us. And then for our members, we're going to be giving out a coupon for $15 that can be used at the Fair Board food stand.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be, it's going to be one $15 coupon per membership. You can pick those up at the local office up until Wednesday the 15th.
Okay.
And then I think we'll have some at the fair with us that day too. So if you don't get to the office to pick them up, come see us. I think we'll have some at the tent.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm super excited that we're getting to do this day at the fair. It's going to replace our membership appreciation dinner that we typically have in early fall.
Okay.
We want to bring a little bit more attention to the county fair. We want to help support the Montgomery County Ag Society, the fair board, and all of their efforts. So this is kind of our way to kind of bring it all together and be able to do it all. So,
very good. Are you looking forward to it?
I'm very excited. Yes, I am.
All right. So are there other, I'm going to come back to that in just a second. Are there other activities that we need to be aware of that are going on? Awards,
yeah,
presentation.
Absolutely.
Tell me what's going on there.
Yes. So there is another thing that Montgomery County Farm Bureau is co-sponsoring with the Extension Office. We will not be doing it, but we are co-sponsoring it. It's a dairy and milk display.
Mm.
So at the fair, there will be a dairy display and a milking demonstration with some farm animals hosted by Don Chris Nippert, family of Villisca.
Okay.
They're 4-H leaders, they're superintendents, they're presenting an all-day activity teaching attendees about some dairy products. They will be set up in the goat and sheep barn between the 15th and the 18th, all 4 days. They will be there to do some demonstrations. They have some nutritional information, kids' activity sheets, some handouts, and then at 5 p.m. on Saturday, July 18th.
Okay.
They'll be doing a hands-on milking demonstration, and then they will be doing another one, I think, at 11 a.m. for Clover Kids.
Okay.
So, great opportunity for them. During the Clover Kids display, Farm Bureau will be providing them with some little booklets, courtesy of the Iowa Ag Literacy Foundation, too. So
it's going to be a busy few days, it sounds like to me.
It is. I think so. I think the fair is going to have some great, great learning opportunities. I'm specifically excited about this one, too, just because, dairy is not something that's super prominent in Southwest Iowa,
right.
But it's still very important for everybody to learn about. So
very cool. All right. Yeah. Eva Coughlin with me, the secretary for the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, talking about things going on at the Montgomery County Fair. It's fair time, really, all across the country, Sunshine Listening Area. So I've mentioned I was going to come back to it. Eva, talk to me. Did you grow up participating in fair, or is this something you came around to later in life?
This is something I came around to later in life.
I say later, but, you know, it can't be that much later. Let's be honest, Eva. But you know what I mean.
Yeah, we'll leave the age undisclosed. A little bit later, late enough that I was no longer able to participate in the actual show.
Okay.
So we'll put it that way.
Yes, absolutely. Well put. Well stated.
Yes. Yeah. So no, I had tons of friends that showed, and I unfortunately, my family was always under the understanding that, you know, if you didn't have livestock or live on a farm, it wasn't really a thing. But luckily, the word has spread so much that that's not the case at all.
That is true.
So there's everybody can be involved.
There's some really great programs out there too for people that may not live on the farm. So that's a cool thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Yep, so, absolutely.
All right. So talk to me about, I think it's Outstanding Membership. Is that correct? Tell me about that.
Yeah. So Outstanding Member Award is an award that we give out every year to exactly what it says, the outstanding members. Those that go above and beyond in their community, you know, partake in fundraising, community events, things like that. So this year, we're super excited to announce that our winners of the Outstanding Member Award are Darwin and Julia Williams. They are getting this award because Darwin worked at the Villisca Co-op. Julia was a nurse in the community for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
They had three kids, Patty, Jeff, and Mindy. Their family was a member. They are members of the Villisca Methodist Church and longtime members of the Villisca Lions Club. They were extremely active in fundraising events, community events, and big supporters of local youth groups and community betterment activities. So they are great examples of what we look for in our outstanding Montgomery County Farm Bureau members to award them with this award.
Congratulations, and tell me one more time who that is, Eva.
It is Darwin and Julia Williams.
Very cool. Congratulations on that award. So, well, there you go. I mean, it's going to be a fun week and a fun time. Will you just go take in when you're there, kind of stroll around, take in a show, talk to the, one of the great things is talking to the kiddos about their projects, whatever that may be. That's a fun thing.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. The pride that they have in what they do.
Yes.
And that's, it's always great to see. It's very exciting.
You bet. What else do we need to touch on that we haven't touched on yet, Eva?
I think that my last little plug is going to be join Montgomery County Farm Bureau, your local farm bureaus, obviously, if you're not in Montgomery County.
Right.
We do amazing things in the community. We support agriculture, and agriculture plays a role in everybody's lives every day, whether you know it or not.
Absolutely right. Make it a great day, and it has been a real pleasure. Thanks, Eva.
Yes, thank you so much, Aaron.